Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Hey, Steve, your dad bring us back. Welcome back to 23 after the hour. Thank you for sitting with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. We had a great visit with a new friend, but soon did not be new friend. We're going to get him back on the show. He's got a lot more to teach us. He's got to come across, folks. We figured that out. Nat Green is here. He's the author of the new book, his second book, actually, called Stop Guessing, The 9 Behaviors of a Great Problem Solver, out in the 1st of April, but you can buy it in advance right now. Get on the list and be one of the first to receive it. Nat, thanks again for being here. You want to give us a website, please?
Sure. StopGuessingBook.com is the website for the book.
StopGuessingBook.com. It's Stroud International. You're the CEO there. What does that do? What do you guys do over there?
That's correct. So we help large businesses, large international corporations solve some of their toughest problems.
So you apply the elements of your book to your clients as a consulting company.
Absolutely. That's all I've been doing for the last 20 years of my life,
helping
solve some of the hardest problems and teaching people how to do that as well.
So he's got a list of 9 behaviors, folks. He talked about stop guessing, smell the problem, get to the root of the matter, embrace your ignorance. I like that one because if you can do that, you can find a lot of answers, can't you?
Yes, absolutely. And most people are afraid to do that.
It hurts to learn what I don't know.
Well, but only if you frame it up that way, and we sort of society teaches us to be afraid of it. But when you step back and think about it, not knowing something, even about a topic that you're supposed to know a lot about, that you're sort of you have more background knowledge than other people, it's not that crazy. I mean, there's what, 16 million books in the Library of Congress alone, and how are you actually meant to know really anything about anything? And the sooner you accept the fact that, especially as we keep progressing, that you don't know anything, then the better off you're going to be. I mean, one of my kids is in high school at the moment, and I studied chemistry when I was at high school. And I took a look at his chemistry book the other day, and there were topics in there I didn't even know, and he's studying them at high school. And then right. that's only been 20, 25 years, since I studied.
Well, there's another point in here that I think is a little blasphemy here. A little heresy almost, Nat. The number 6, don't rely on experts. I can't believe you put that in your own book.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's true. I mean, the problem you have is once we put people on a pedestal as experts, and I mean subject matter experts on a subject, that can be very, very, they can be very helpful, right? They can point you to good information. And one of the things is because they generally have more information about a topic than you, they can be very good guessers at problems. But that just helps them solve sort of moderately difficult problems. When it comes to hard problems, they can stop all progress because once that expert says, here's the answer or here's what you need to do, and they're wrong, how does anyone challenge them? And I see it time and time again.
Well, also, experts, it's okay to deal with experts. I've made my living over the years as an expert. You've done it yourself. As a problem-solving expert, I've done those things too. But once your expert starts seeking a problem or seeking a solution that is their solution, then you have a problem. Your expert problem-solver should be agnostic about the result. It should be all about that. That should be all about you. What do you think?
I agree. They should be more like an independent judge rather than a politician.
Right.
Agenda. And so. You know, what the issue here is not don't utilize an expert. It's just don't rely on them. And your expert might be an expert in, I don't know, how some electrical control system operates, but that doesn't mean they're an expert problem solver. Mm-hmm. And somebody might be an expert in, some aspects of supply chain, but that doesn't mean they know how to run your small store. And it doesn't mean they know your customers. And so you just got to be careful because it's so tempting. It's like an easy way out. I mean, we're afraid of solving hard problems. And when we get a chance to sort of give up and pass the monkey to someone else, we often do. And it's really easy to do with an expert. And businesses do it all the time. Business leaders do it all the time. because it gives them a political out. You know,
right.
You say, well, look, you know, I got this expert in, and it was up to them. And, hey, I mean, if they didn't know how to solve it, I mean, who could? Well, how about you? Because you know more about your business and your problems than anyone else.
Number seven is, I was thinking of Occam, William Occam. The number seven, folks, is believe in a simple solution. I love the razor concept. Occam's razor. I've used that. I've played off of that a number of times in other ways. I've got a razor. I've attributed a razor to other people's, some of the things that they've said. The keep it simple, right? The KISS method.
Yes, and Occam's interesting because, you know, what Occam's saying, my understanding of Occam's razor is where you have several hypotheses, then the one with the least assumption is the one you go for.
The simplest one is probably the best one.
Exactly. But the problem there is, and, you know, cause, and this is from like the 18th century, Occam's razor, the problem is hypothesis is just another word for guesses. So when you have a heart problem, what it's saying is, well, you know, have a bunch of guesses and then choose the one that has the least assumptions. Well, what I'm saying is, when you've got a hard problem, I don't want you to have any assumptions at all.
Mm.
You know, I don't want you to guess at all. I want you to methodically work through it. So I think Occam's razor, it's a great analogy for it. And I think it's very useful in a situation where you don't actually know. It's very hard for you to study methodically the problem. So, for instance, say you have
a lot of people I've got to wrap it up, Nat, and we'll move on because, but I would like to get you back again. A lot of people, though, tend to complicate things, and that's the reason why I like to invoke Occam. I need your website again, please.
It's stopguessingbook.com.
All right. Hey, Nat, will you come back again?
I will. I'm going to enjoy talking to you some more.
Nat Green, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.